Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You have arrived. Welcome to the ASBY World. Here's where we talk about anything and everything ASD in an upbeat and informative way. And now, here's your man on the spectrum, your autism ambassador, Daniel Morgan Jones.
So if you have Asperger's syndrome or are you just shy, in this video we're breaking everything down and showing you the difference. Hey guys, welcome back to the Asperger World. My name is Dan and I have autism and ADHD. I make weekly videos all about this, so if you want to learn more, remember to hit the subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below and follow me on other social media for daily videos. Guys, what is going on? Make sure you download my free Autism Life Hacks book on PDF, which is available at autismhacks.net right now. So Asperger's or shyness, do you know, when I was a little kid growing up, a lot of people would say I was overly shy. I was so shy, in fact, that that was the main thing that was wrong with me. Daniel's too shy, he's too many things going on. But that's not necessarily the case. I actually was diagnosed with Asperger's syndrome, which is now called autism spectrum disorder. That kind of accounts for most of the issues. So I just want to talk of some of the key differences between Asperger's and shyness, right? So Asperger's often involves a lack of social skills, whereas shyness doesn't necessarily have this issue. You know, you can be have shyness, but still be able to understand social protocol, right? Which is what people with Asperger's lack. Asperger's can also involve repetitive behavior, you know, doing the same thing over and over again. But again, you know, shyness won't have this. It's just shyness at the end of the day. People with Asperger's will struggle to understand and read social cues from social conventions, how close to stand to somebody, how much of the conversation you have to input before it's somebody else's turn, and all those kind of key areas, which I think are so important for social cues. Asperger's syndrome, people with that condition won't know that those inherent issues with socializing. However, people with shyness definitely will. It's something that people who suffer from shyness will still understand the social protocol. They just may be shy. You know, and it's more important, really, to understand some of the key actual elements of someone with the term Asperger's syndrome, which is now just called ASD for autism spectrum disorder. They would have difficulty with social interactions, right? They'll have limited interest in anything, want to have routines, to have, like, very scheduled, their days will be very much the same, and even their food will be quite restricted, and they'll have repetitive behavior that they get enjoyment out of. That's what someone with an autism spectrum disorder enjoys. They'll have sensory processing issues. I mean, maybe lights, sound, smell, these may be quite overwhelming for somebody with Asperger's. And then there'll be a difficulty with communication, and it could be written communication, it could be nonverbal communication, it could be any type of communication that that person may find difficult. Now, if you or somebody else knows that these are something that impacts your life and you haven't already, it's worth getting kind of like checked out and assessed, because then there may be help and support available for you if you have Asperger's syndrome, or ASD as it's now called, and you're looking to find more support and help. Guys, if you are new here, I do actually recommend checking out BetterHelp, which is an online therapy app. We'll find you a therapist within 24 to 48 hours, and they're specific in the niche of people. So you can put down you have, you know, ASD or ADHD, and they'll find you a perfect match within 24 hours. Link in the description down below. All right, guys, I'm going to go. Peace. Hey guys, thank you so much for checking out this podcast. Make sure you are subscribed, because there are people listening right now who are not subscribed to this podcast. I can see you. Make sure you subscribe. Okay, guys, see you in the next one. Peace.